Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Back to the NutraMedical Report, and we have John W. Spring here. And just to bring things up to speed, there's three major things that are going on. We have the elections coming up in a little over 30 days in November. We have the Kavanaugh hearings, kind of suspended by craziness in the Senate by the demon rats, that's their latest name, or the dumb and crappies, I call them, that are making insane statements about a situation where it's obvious to me as a forensic doctor and investigator and emergency department doctor that's done many of these things in the past, and a medical legal expert, that Blasey Ford is a structural Manchurian candidate that has an inserted memory from hypnosis and use of drugs, which, by the way, was at her university, at Stanford University. Dr. Melges pioneered this technology for MKUltra, for the CIA, for creating, if you want to call it, weaponized people to not only kill people, but also put false testimony or insert memories into their mind. That's why hypnosis, for example, is not allowed in courts, as their hypnotic information from a hypnotherapist is not allowed in court as evidence. And this hired, if you want to, investigator for sexual crimes has basically made a very significant statement yesterday that's now been put forward. And by the way, she's not being bipartisan. You know, she's not being partisan to the Republicans. She's made it very clear that this could never get investigations even immediately after the crime, with no corroborating evidence, no forensic kits, nothing. So this Blasey Ford one is obviously an attack person who has been weaponized to create a Manchurian candidate situation. Now, we can raise various concerns over Kavanaugh. The Democrats raise their concern because they're going to get rid of Roe versus Wade. But I can raise it for basically every politician that nobody's going to ask questions or tell the truth about things like 9/11, or the illegal war in Afghanistan and Iraq, which killed a lot of people and killed 500,000 children just with the deficiency in drugs. And Kavanaugh's no different. He's a yes man, just like George Bush Jr. that was involved when they did 9/11. And 9/11 was not a guy in renal failure by the name of Tim Osmond, that's a CIA name, dying in renal failure in a caddy in Afghanistan and going to our renal dialysis units to getting the entire floor cleared, published in French journals in the summer, in August of 2001, before 9/11, this man was dying, and in fact did die in this so-called team operation where they supposedly killed Osama bin Laden later, is full-force horse manure. So when they bring these people on Fox News, it's ridiculous. Now, the reason is that people like Ed Nasner put out a movie on September 1st, and his thing, primary thing was to talk to psychotherapists and psychologists about why people don't want to ask a question about 9/11. Their brain doesn't wander or go those places because they don't want to think that the government's evil enough to kill their own citizens. But there are elements within our government that damn well are. And that's why I raised the questions even with Alex Jones about Sandy Hook. Yes, I saw the documents that the FBI was doing a war game simulation then, but they did the same thing at the Christmas lighting simulation about 6 years ago, where an FBI officer actually gave dog materials to a young Muslim and then swooped in at the last moment and grabbed him. And, of course, it wasn't going to make a real bomb, but the Muslim thought it was. So you have to understand, we have deep state elements within our government that are very evil. They're willing to even torture Alawid bin Talal, the senior billionaire in the Saudi royal family, who owns all of the tech companies, including Apple, 5% of Apple, Facebook, Twitter, etc., to torture him so they can remove people that are conservative like Alex Jones. And you don't have to agree on Alex and everything, but he has the right to ask questions, and he has the right to not be silenced. So if he files a joint lawsuit, I'm going to join Alex, and hopefully thousands of others will. But what I see with Kavanaugh is a man, we're all defective. Kavanaugh, I'm sure, has his defects, but the man is brilliant. The man is a conservative, you want to call him a Christian. He offers a lot of his life to coach women's basketball. What I would like to do is to see the man, like a lot of politicians, start to become a little bit more honest with himself, that our government's run by evil people, that we have evil agendas, including by our previous presidents, Bill Clinton, who we're going to discuss tomorrow with my son Matthew. And I have the articles up here, which people may or may not want to hear, but it's too bad if they don't want to hear it. The fact is, we have articles that show that, in fact, Bill Clinton was involved with the Special Activities Division to set up 9/11 and to start the building of the Patriot Act, which occurred up to 5 years before 9/11 happened, before George Bush even took office. So I want to see Kavanaugh approved, but I'd like to see more scrutiny of our government by not only the people asking tough questions and journalists. We won't ever get somebody like John W. Springer or myself on Fox News, and let alone forget about CNN and MSNBC. They're never going to ask us our information about were there previous dangers of nuclear attacks by Russian in the Cuta Puerte facility in Nicaragua, or in the southern border of Mexico and Guatemala, or the fact that Venezuela is actually entertaining getting nuclear weapons to attack America from the sources of proxy of Russia and China. They don't want to ask these questions, and they don't want to talk about the illegal wars that have caused their massive debt bubble, which is created by wars that were no bad business of us going into Iraq to go after weapons of mass destruction, which is pure manure. That's why I've changed the name of Colin Powell to Colin Bowell, because he's full of it. So, John, I'd like you to kind of pontificate. We found some defects, and we talked about this last show, in the past silence of Kavanaugh. But you know what? We could paste this over every politician. And then look at how bad the Democrats are. I call them the demon rats or dumb and crappies. I mean, our politicians are disgusting. And it's not just on the left. On the right, they don't ask tough questions about the fact that our politicians are doing things like illegal wars. For example, even General Mattis went over to Afghanistan to negotiate with the Taliban. What the hell? And do they want to know that the drug trade is run by our CIA, Special Activities Division, $2 trillion a year of illegal drugs that's killing Americans, with illegal heroin coming in from Afghanistan, besides it used to come in from the Golden Triangle, or the illegal drugs coming in from South America with our affiliates with Fast and Furious? I mean, we have to understand here that America is both the daughter of Babylon and the daughter of Zion, and America is both the most wonderful, constitutionally beautiful country on earth and the most evil in human history.
Yes.
Both. We're both. And we have to understand that duality. It's the point of repentance nationally is to face the music of how evil we not only were, but are currently are. And we don't want to do that. And that's when we paste it over somebody like Kavanaugh and all of our Supreme Court justices and all our politicians and all our presidents, even Trump. Trump raised the issue of trying to convert the dollar to a non-reserve system, which is run by the reserve bank system in Europe, that's run by the Jesuits and the Vatican. People need to know that the Vatican is still up there at the top of the heap in the Druidic Council of 13, running the world financial system. It's disgusting. And
yes.
And people have to understand this. They don't realize these secret orders run everything. And you, whether you're a white hat, like Donald Trump, and I say I don't drink the Trump Kool-Aid, when he does good things, I give him approbation. But he's not letting me get through to him, or around what we call the filter of General Kelly, so that we can actually get experts like yourself to actually talk. Now, I heard you had a recent letter back from Trump. Was it a positive one, or was it one you actually had a dialogue with him, or was it one of his proxies selling you information to try to tell you, yes, we're listening to you, but it was like a stamp by, you know, one of his inferior people that, you know, was it real? You know, was it Trump talking back to you, or was it somebody else?
Okay. You, by the way, Dr. Deagle, you should have received a copy of that letter by yesterday.
By email?
Yes.
Let me look and see. Let me see if I can find it here. Was it going to Hotmail or Gmail? Go ahead. Keep talking. I'm just looking for it.
Let me explain about this letter. This letter was somewhat different because it was a format more of the size of a wedding invitation or something more personal. And it was rather short. It indicated basically that the president in his letter appreciated my comments, although he also indicated that he did not necessarily agree with my views. And at the bottom of the page, I have no doubt that it was indeed his full large signature.
Right. So in other words, he is listening to some extent. Now, I'm starting to post some of these shows, including our show, over on his Twitter page of Real Donald Trump. Now, I have some contacts through my contacts with Scott Adams, who's interviewed all of Trump's family. We need to talk Trump. We need to be his Samuel counsel. We need to be his high priest. Beyond his so-called local intel agents and his cabinet around him, he needs to talk to people like you and me and other experts that actually know and don't ask for anything. We don't want money or fame. We just want to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You got a letter September 19th from Donald J. Trump. And by the way, Donald shares conjoined ancestry with me because he's a MacLeod. His mother's a MacLeod from Scotland. So I got a MacLeod ancestry. Mr. John W. Spring, Anaheim, California. Dear Mr. Spring, thank you for taking the time to express your views on issues affecting our country. While we may not agree on every issue, as your president, I pledge to work with Congress to find common ground to make the United States stronger and more prosperous. I look forward to the enormous opportunity to have to work together in order to solve many of our most important problems for the benefit of all Americans. Next paragraph. I appreciate hearing your thoughts and knowing we share the same pride in our country and passion for improving it. If we unite, we will make America stronger, freer, and greater than ever before. Now, there are several things, and I want to hear your comments first before I talk about the good things about this letter and the deficiencies in this response. Tell me what you think about the good things in the letter and the deficiencies in Donald Trump's response.
Well, first of all, the format of the letter suggests it's more personalized than the previous one, which suggests that there is a possibility that he's actually reviewed some of my material that I've sent to him.
I think he has, and in fact, I can tell you when I posted up our show, which I've actually converted to a video and put it up on his Real Donald Trump, I Twittered it directly to his main account on multiple places. I know he responded to the fact that now he knows he's screwing up. In fact, the latest comments by Kim Jong-un in North Korea is he's not going to do a damn thing to denuclearize or demissilize unless America further capitulates to North Korea. And I'm going to tell you, financially, this month, North Korea runs out of cash. Did you know that? This month.
Yes.
So, Kim Jong-un has his left and right testicle firmly in Donald Trump's vice grips, but also he's got a choke chain around his neck by Mr. Xi, which is why all the latest meetings between Xi and our functionaries in the cabinet and Trump is off, because they don't want to agree to anything, even though we keep on slapping them with increasing tariffs. Now 10% tariffs that are going to increase in 3 months to 25% on over $200 billion. And they don't want to talk about intellectual property. The Chinese are a bunch of criminals. Now, they have to start understanding, we want a deal that they'll prosper and will prosper. We did it with Canada and Mexico. We are soon going to do it with Europe. And China and Russia, basically, let's work out a deal so we don't have a war down the road, because the thing to stop war is conjoint prosperity and the dialectic that we're having, where we're having commerce and sharing ideas and even having people going to their different universities. Wouldn't it be nice if our American students went to Chinese universities with translators or whatever? Wouldn't it be nice if we had a situation where they restricted our property and our patent laws, which they don't? Wouldn't it be nice if Russia reindustrializes so their people don't live in a subsistence status? Most people don't realize one of the poorest countries in the world is Russia. Even though it's nuclearized to the eyeballs with advanced weapons and very good scientists, they're terrified of us because they think we're going to nuke them. We're not going to nuke them. And this was all set up by the dialectics of the global elite to, after the Second World War, give the Russians nuclear weapons so we have a justifiable enemy. If you don't have one, create one. And we've created out of Russia. There was no need for it at all. They supported us during the revolution against Britain. In fact, if it wasn't for Russia, the United States probably would have failed to separate from Britain. So there's a lot of deficiencies in this letter, but there's also some positive things. The first thing that we have to talk about with Donald Trump is he needs to start listening not just to his cabinet, but to his people like you and me that know.
Yes.
He needs to also realize that he's a very smart man. He's probably a genius level IQ. He's also above genius level in terms of business and people. That's why he ran, you know, his media shows and so on. And he knows, when he goes in a crowd, man, there's nobody like Trump. He can even laugh at himself. The other day I heard him say something that was so funny and stupid. He says, you know what? I never tried to drop alcohol, but imagine what a mess I'd be as a president if I was a drinker. I mean, people broke out in such hard laughs because he doesn't take himself that serious. A lot of people think he's an egomaniac. No, he's not. He's the exact opposite of an egomaniac. He's fully comfortable in his skin. He wants to do the right thing. The problem is he's a baby Christian because he doesn't understand a walk of being a Christian involves three things. That if you're a Christian out there and you haven't heard these before from your pastor, listen up. Number one, we're all a sinner, including Donald Trump, which he had all these lascivious sexual relationships. Number two, you need to fight against that sin when it comes up to somebody else. And number three, you suffer the scars of trying to fight against the dark side, which will affect your career, your life, and your projection. For example, if you're not a member of a secret order, including, by the way, Donald Trump belongs to Scottish Rite Masons like his father, you're never advanced in any corporate business or anything else. The 2 months before I even did my first day in medical school in September of 1973, I was told, because of all my applications and so on, I had to join the secret order and was tapped up by the dean of medicine and took the sacred oath 2 months before I just had my first class in medical school. If you're not in a secret order, whatever country you are, Muslim, American, Buddhist, communist, whatever, you're not going to advance in any corporation or any government on earth. And I guarantee you, if you're a Yale graduate and a graduate of Harvard, which would make up pretty well all the judges in the Supreme Court, you're in a secret order. You're also told to shut up by special sacred oaths against your colleagues because it's anathema. You can't do it. So when you see a lot of the sins of omission, which is people like Kavanaugh, not talking about whether 9/11 was an inside job when he traveled around in Air Force One, or the illegal and unreasonable war against Afghanistan and Iraq, where you know, colon bowel, I call it full of bull, you know, horse manure, actually said they had weapons of mass destruction. So you have to understand, Kavanaugh is defective, but there's several things in his stead. Number one, he's a good family man, and these accusations are unfounded. Number two, he's a constitutional judge who is a brilliant mind. That's why when the committee tried to take him apart, he took them apart. And number three, he's a Christian. Now, most of us are limping toward our salvation by the Most High God. And Jesus paid the price and opened the pathway to God. And he's going to limp his way to heaven just like you and I are. Every day you screw up, I screw up, and we ask God to forgive us. And God says, you know what? Because you asked me to forgive you, I'm going to accept it. Just like the ancient kingdom of Israel. When Israel fell from grace, God judged them. When they returned to God, he blessed them. And right now what I see happening is a man limping toward the kingdom just like you and I. But I think Kavanaugh should be approved, not because you're not going to find anybody in the high levels of the legal establishment that doesn't belong to a secret order. You're not going to find anybody who is a good man, who professes to be a Christian and does all the physical things of operating at soup kitchens and offering free to coach women's basketball, this man needs to be approved. And if it's not this man, it needs to be somebody similar. The fact is, if they don't approve Kavanaugh, he needs to be reappointed. And that's my feeling. Now, the reason why, I don't know this guy's perfect. I would like him to have the guts, like I call it, the guts of Deagle, where you're death threatened by your boss because you knew about Oklahoma City. And I've tried to do World Trade Center analysis of the debris of the World Trade Center. The last time I tried, 2 years ago, the State Department of the United States told the Japanese testing company to not even talk to Dr. Deagle. That's 2 years ago. Yes. There's nobody like me on this or any other network, okay? I'm unique. And I'm not going to make it. I'm not an arrogant SOB. I'm not. I'm just talented. And God has had my daytime where he put me in a lot of bad places to know a lot of bad crap. But I'm going to tell you, Kavanaugh needs to be approved. And the Democrats and demon rats need to shut the hell up and stop destroying jurisprudence, the rule of law, and even decorum. And destroying the rights of women who are abused to actually hear their cases heard.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My areas of expertise cover these things, and this one, Lazy Ford, is a Manchurian candidate and would not even get a police report if the incident happened last week with the evidence and the corroboration she's already presented. It just wouldn't occur.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. I know that she's apparently now involved with Cosmic Therapeutics, or Concept.com, that produces and sells...
Corsap.
Prestone.
Yeah, mifepristone. She also makes they make mind control drugs. She's also involved under Dr. Malgis, who actually involved and set up the MK Ultra mind control program at Stanford University, and she actually is trained in it and trained how to use drugs and hypnosis to actually insert thoughts to make paid or controlled assassins, including inserting abnormal testimony. That's what she does. Okay, she's not a minor person in this, and her father runs Redcoats. He was actually. You have to understand it works as a CIA working back since the Second World War and before. Her father, her grandfather, running Redcoats, her father did after her grandfather worked for the CIA working on the black operations for the last century. Her father actually works for Redcoats and runs the operations to protect billionaires and millionaires by operations on contract with the CIA. Her brother worked at Fusion GPS until 2004 as an attorney. I mean, this goes very deep. This is not a minor thing here. And you have to understand what's going on here. It's so evil. And remember, the demonic side of this and the secret order side indicates that everything and everybody that gets involved in any politics in any country on earth has to belong to a secret order or they do not get advanced. That's why I think, with all his so-called defects, which are pretty minor, Kavanaugh should be approved. Now, I would like to, my personal choice would be Jeanette Pirro. Because the woman... is so straightforward, and she's got more bravery, and she'll bring up issues. If I was able to dialogue with Jeanette, I have a feeling she'd reopen what happened in 9/11. But people don't want to talk about that. Now, Ed Asner wanted to do it. I tried to contact him and his media people over the last few weeks. He won't respond because he doesn't want to hear from Deagle, who actually tried to do radio toxicology in the World Trade Center with dual neutrons, coupled spectroscopy of the isotopes and the debris from the World Trade Center. The last 2 years ago, the U.S. State Department told a Japanese company, don't even talk to Dan Deagle. So they're monitoring the hell out of me. You know the reason why they don't kill me? Because if they kill me, you knuckleheads out there might believe. That's why they don't kill Deagle. Okay? So when I say something, everybody, and that includes you, John W. Spring, better take notice of it, that I know what the hell's going on. Okay? And I'm a little more than just a little angry over this, because I don't get people dying to dialogue with me, even other hosts in this network. They're terrified of Deagle. You know why? Because I know stuff. And I've been on the inside of this ugly mess for a long time. 24 years ago, I got security clearance above top secret to work at U.S. Space Command Military Defense, not in the institutions, but with all the employees. And, you know, half of the visit, they wanted to talk about all the classified crap they were doing. And what their colleagues are doing, wanted to know on another colored line going to another building in lockdown what the hell they were up to. And let me tell you, I remember it all. It's so scary. I'm not evil enough to give you a data dump and tell you everything I know. Because let me tell you, this country and this president, even Donald Trump, is building the step-by-step mark of the beast. It's all coming. Things like 5G network we talked about last night with Deborah Tavares. It's all coming. Even under the guise of President Trump, who's making the economy better, he's moving step-by-step, like King Herod Agrippa, towards a new world order. That's an ugly fact, including, by the way, Kavanaugh worked for George Bush when they did the illegal wars and when they did the illegal activity of killing 3,000 U.S. citizens and another 75,000 have died from the debris of the World Trade Center since 9/11, 17 years ago. Kavanaugh's not going to come and talk about that, is he?
No, no.
But you know what? He's like any other defective human, though. I still think he should be approved because you know why? He's going to take away the sacrament of abortion from the abortion maniacs and the globalists because down the road they don't want to just control abortion. They want to control human reproduction tied to the Paris Accord. So if the world gets their way and a U.S. president in the future agrees to the Paris Accord, human reproduction and wild reproduction, like having a uterine pregnancy, will be against the law. And you'll be forced aborted like the communist Chinese have grabbed a woman after they had two babies now. The third baby, the woman will be aborted right to the moment of delivery and they kill her all out of time by bleeding her to death. So that's where we're going here. So Kavanaugh is going to take away their abortion thing. He's also going to prevent them from taking away our guns. He's also going to prevent them from impeaching the president like this crazy Democrats that think that just because they don't like Trump, they want to impeach him. He doesn't have any impeachable offenses here. He's not yet a Christian. He's a baby Christian, maybe. But, you know, if you dialogue long enough with this guy, he's going to become a Christian because he's involved with setting up the stage for the New World Order and for the global mark of the beast. And if you don't think this is happening and coming from America, you're not paying attention. And it's moving forward at the same speed it has been during Barack Obama, during Donald Trump, and during George Bush, and during Bill Clinton, and George Bush Sr. right back since they assassinated JFK. They're moving step by step by step to tyranny and control even of our thoughts through the supernet down the road. And believe it or not, you think this is going to happen? This is happening. It's not a matter, oh, it's a theory. No, it's not a damn theory. It's like if somebody's eating your feet, and then they're soon eating all the way up to your knees. You're being eaten, whether it's by a wild animal or a shark. That's what's happening, and people want to argue over it. It's craziness, isn't it?
It's something what you're saying, Dr. Deagle, and that's why I admire and respect you. Occasionally, for example,
yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the man is defective. I heard his testimony about him having drinks and having parties. I'm sure there's times when this guy Kavanaugh probably had more beers than he should have had, like any college student. But to be honest with you, as defective as he is, he's a brilliant jurisprudence expert. He's probably the most qualified one supplied. But like every single person that applies for the position, if you don't belong to a secret order, you're not going to get in the position. Just like you belong to a corporate board of a major company. If you're not belonging to a secret order of some kind, left or right, you're never going to get ahead. Period.
Yes. I don't think Kavanaugh has the best qualifications, but he certainly has the best connection. And
that's what it all comes down to. My point is, there's lots of qualified, smart people. I mean, because I belonged to Phi Rho Sigma and was tapped up by the dean, I had lots of opportunities. They knew it when I applied to UCLA at VA Hospital to go there. So, oh, you got a very high IQ. You're really talented. I worked with the dean of medicine in the motion disorders lab. So I was accepted to a science doctorate 40 years ago at UCLA at the VA Hospital. But they want me to work on a DARPA project for super soldiers. So they wanted to use my genius to create super weaponized female cyborg warriors. No damn way. That's why I left. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. And it made me cry hard. Because my first wife was dying of MS. I wanted to find a cure. Because believe me, my mind is capable of finding the cure to anything if I put my mind to it for months or years or decades. I can do it. But it made me angry that they shoved something in my face that I had to do something so unethical so I could try to find a cause and a cure for people dying of multiple sclerosis. That's made me viciously angry. And believe me, the deep state is getting worse. And you're right. Kavanaugh is probably part of the silent, you know, majority inside these governments that's not going to say anything. But on the positive side, he's going to get rid of the sacrament of abortion. He's not going to let them take our guns or impeach a president for stupid crap. Like, you know, Cory Booker. Look at this guy, poppy-eyed maniac. Yeah, I don't like Trump. I mean, Cory Booker, it wouldn't matter what Trump does for him. He could save his mother's life. He could rescue him from a sinking boat. Cory Booker, just like a lot of the demon rats, just hate because he's not a Democrat. He's not in their globalist regime.
Yeah.
These people don't believe in logic. They believe in dogma, period.
Yes. But playing the devil's advocate to some extent, I could make a similar case for John Lightning Bolton and...
Oh, absolutely. I think that Lightning Bolton and all these other people should be fired, but you think they're going to? What I'm saying to you, and I prayed there a little over a year and a half ago now, after Donald Trump got elected, and I supported him, by the way, and I still support him to get reelected, but I realized that when I prayed strongly, and I said, you know, Lord God, tell me, please, is this man the Antichrist? You know what God's response was? And I got it in dreams, visions, and audibly, just like my ancestor Moses. Don't ask me, Bill, because I'll tell you. Damn it. Now, I want you to understand this. Under the circumstances that Donald Trump is going through this tyranny, if, for example, we lose the House and they start 100 lawsuits, they're not going to be able to impeach Trump. But believe me, Trump's response to that might be very, very scary. And a lot of the people around him, including, by the way, Kavanaugh, will protect him. If he gets in as the ninth judge in the Supreme Court, they're not going to be able to remove Trump. He will have potentially imperial powers. And I agree with that thing on Cory Booker. Believe me, the harassment and the torture they put Trump through, a rational man would turn into a monster. And fortunately, he hasn't done so far.
When you use public Wi-Fi...
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM, A4M. Of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Up a link I'm going to discuss here tomorrow with Matthew. Hillary Clinton controls 50,000 FBI encryption keys, proves Mueller's witch hunt is treasonous. People need to understand what I've dug up goes well beyond the Blasey Ford and her Manchurian candidacy.
Yes.
Well beyond her father with redcoats. Well beyond her brother who worked for Fusion GPS. And the CIA and the Special Activity Division is run now by Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. That's why she's not wearing orange jerseys on book tours. That's why she's going around disrespecting Trump. Now, Trump has lots of things to call because he tweets back on things he shouldn't tweet on. Like when a father is ticked off because he didn't give his son a flyback on Air Force One to America, Trump shouldn't have retweeted that back. He should have said to his security force, you know, private security, don't give the kid a ride. He has to get a regular jet. I get him out of jail. He has to get home on his own. But retweeting back to a dumb, idiot father, that's not appropriate. He needs to retweet back on real serious issues. And he doesn't take action when he should. For example, he should have opened those FISA documents immediately, months ago. He should have actually started delicensing media. They're calling for a coup. Not just a mild coup, this is a serious coup. Or even proxies assassinating him by in Central Park. These Hollywood people actually would say treasonous things like this. They need to go to jail. I want jail immediately for these people. I want people that are threatening the president or any of his staff, or like Mad Maxine. She needs to be in jail now. Why is she allowed to threaten people? And in fact, 2.5 months ago, I got a guy, like a by name in Louisiana, who threatened to shove a gun down my throat. And I said back on the show, you know, you can protest all you want as long as you're so many hundred yards away. But if you try to spit in my face or hit me with a baseball bat or use a gun or a knife against me, I'm not going to arrange for you to have an injury and end up in hospital and get surgery. I'm going to make sure you need to get to, I'm going to be your secretary to arrange an appointment to see Jesus, Allah, or Satan himself. In other words, you're not going to make it, buddy. And people think, you're a mean person. Now, you wouldn't believe the kind of emails I got back from people say, how dare you? You call yourself a Christian? Yeah, I'm a Joshua Christian. If you cross me and try to hurt me or my family, you're going to die. Okay? And the fact is, that is a Christian point of view. And I don't want to murder. I don't want to hurt anybody. But you threaten to harm or kill me or my family, it's not going to be pleasant, but it'll happen to you. Now, Trump needs to deal with this in this manner with the situation around him, but he also needs to start becoming a Christian. Admit to being a sexually lascivious maniac. Fight against it, both personally and otherwise, in the Me Too movement, which is good the way he's acting so far, but he's giving far too much length to this one, Blasey Ford. She didn't deserve to even be in a public stage in the Senate. Now the Senate's a circus. So I'm really disturbed by this. Trump needs to become, if he wants to become a real Christian, get a real pastor that'll teach you, not these idiots over at Focus on the Family, because I know they're all high-level Masons too, by the way. I took care of their employees for years. I know exactly what they're all about. And so are a lot of institutions in Colorado Springs, the Rome for non-Roman Catholic Christianity, which is so rife with Masons, it's disgusting. It's a fact. Including, you know, the guy at New Life Church in Colorado Springs, I confronted the bugger face-to-face, because I was the senior cell leader there in the church. And he tried to counteract with me, and I said, you know what, man? You're going to face the music here down the road because he's involved with stuff that's very, very sexually disturbing, involved with drugs. And I warned him, and he didn't take the warning. And then you see what happened to his career. He had a giant church of, 12,000, 14,000 people. Well, people need to understand, if I come up on a topic and I say something, even if you don't agree with me, you need a dialogue and start considering the logic and the evidence behind it. I don't agree that Kavanaugh's perfect. But damn it, if we don't approve Kavanaugh, I don't see another human being as perfect. I mean, I personally would have liked Jeanette Pirro.
Yes.
Or someone else.
Yes.
I want somebody that actually, that if I had a chance to dialogue with Jeanette Pirro and tell her about 9/11 and Oklahoma City and how I got fired and death threats, she might say, oh, Deagle, you're telling the truth, because she's a Syrian too. I'm Syrian, Syrian background. And she'd face the music and start doing an investigation like, why we reopen what happened to 9/11? Why don't we reopen what happened in this illegal war pushed by idiots like Colin Powell and weapons of mass destruction? And there are people like Kavanaugh who probably knows this, and maybe he could come forward and kind of corroborate the fact that we have evil people in our government destroying lives, destroying economies, and destroying our debt. We got another $1 trillion of debt coming this fall. I mean, this country is teetering on economic catastrophe caused by illegal wars that happened under George Bush that was hatched by Bill Clinton, who's still in control of the SAD, the Special Activities Division. Yep. That's how bad it is. And nobody's talking about it except people like me. And believe me, even on this network, they're terrified to have Deagle on the show. If you want to toll all the different hosts here, or people on other networks or shows like Fox News or CNN, I guarantee there's no way they're going to come in with 10,000 miles of having Deagle on for even a 5 minute show. They're not.
Right.
If they have any sense, they're terrified of having Deagle on, because cross-examination of me will not be funny.
Yes. But for again, for the record, Dr. Deagle, you know that my main concerns for the last month regarding Kavanaugh have been his association and affiliation with the George W. Bush administration.
Of course.
He may have been one of the individuals that sent Secretary of State Colin Powell all of this malarkey about nuclear weapons.
I don't know if he was the one who was the conduit to afford. My guess is it was people on the ground of this SAD that gathered the information of falsely. They had some kind of thing that was delivering food trucks that they tried to say was encrypted, delivering some kind of weapons of mass destruction. I remember seeing the pictures a few years ago. So I'm sure, though, traveling in Air Force One and him being in all these private meetings, that Kavanaugh knows the difference. So do dozens of people that are around him.
Yes.
The problem is, none of these godless people are going to say it until the judgment seat of God, where there's only them and God, man. There's no more lies. God is omniscient. He's going to know all this crap. That's why people realize, well, why are you so angry, Deagle? I'm angry like my ancestor Moshe. Why did God select him? Because he had the anger enough to do what God said, no matter what the consequences, including his own death. And that's what I am. I'm willing to do this until I die. Telling the truth, asking tough questions, and trying to witness to people like Donald Trump or Pirro or anybody else, including Kavanaugh, if you got in a position, I would love to be able to sit down with this guy or have a video or a phone call with him and tell him the truth about what happened.
Yes.
Maybe after he becomes a position in the Supreme Court, and maybe he has enough guts to actually do it. You know, I agree he may be a constitutional attorney. How many of these people do you think are going to have the guts to actually tell the truth of how many people died on and after 9/11, or how many illegal wars and how many tens of trillions of dollars were created in debt because of these illegal wars?
I don't know. Another thing that I am concerned about, Kavanaugh, a person who graduated from Yale in American history, cum laude, a lot of his statements made recently about history certainly generate doubts created by him.
Like what statements? Go ahead. Everything has a spin. Everybody is tribalized in this country, I find. America, they should call it tribal America, shouldn't they?
Yeah. Well, he was alluding to the various wars that America has been in, and he didn't seem to have his facts quite straight on which wars were declared by Congress and which were not, which bothered me a little bit. And then when I found out later that that was his area of expertise, I begin to have my doubts as to whether his degree is really or diploma is really worth that much, just because he's from Yale. And is he really as intellectual as he's been portrayed as being? I have some serious doubts, Dr.
I saw his response. I mean, I'm a medical legal expert. I saw his response from Dick Durbin and others in the Senate committee. He's got his legal IQ is 20, 30 points above theirs. And no wonder other defects the guy is. The main problem is he's a yes man. If there's any crime he's guilty of, it's not sex. It's being a yes man to George Bush and the scheme that Bill Clinton hatched that literally put this country in debt and put us in a whole bunch of wars. How many years of the 200 and whatever number of years since America was founded have we been at war with somebody?
It's been a good share of the time, Dr. Z.
If you look from space down on Earth and you see the Earth, you see the dragon, North America.
Yeah.
The head of the dragon is Alaska. Its neck, you know, we borrowed from British Columbia.
Yeah.
And then you see the body and the stomach, and, you know, and you see even the tail is Florida.
Yeah.
If you look from space, you say, oh, my gosh, there's the dragon. Do you know the name America? It doesn't come from Amerigo Vespucci, the Portuguese mapmaker. It comes from the Incas, who call it the land of the dragon.
Absolutely.
We are the people of the dragon. And the devil's laughing his damn head off, thinking we're caught in the left or right tribal dialectic of demon rats and republic craps.
And again,
so,
it's been a pleasure being on your program.
I see Kavanaugh is just another republic crap. But again, he's the best we got out of the list. You know, and if he doesn't win, well, put Jeanette Pirro in there. I think a woman probably has more guts than anybody. And it's interesting, a woman like her with no testicles has more balls to ask questions than probably any male.
You've got that right.
So I would like to see her, if he doesn't get it, to appoint Jeanette. If not, then the Supreme Court, definitely the Attorney General, because Sessions, somebody's got stuff on this man. He's not behaving normally.
Right. So it's yes, Jeanette.
Okay. Yes, Jeanette, yeah.
Normal blood.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.